Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is today's commentary.
You know, Michael, I was listening to your guest in the last segment, and I was reminding myself of an article that I read a couple of days ago on August 27th from the Free Beacon, and the first paragraph I'm going to quote it. It says several federal agencies have no system in place to monitor whether remote workers are actually clocking in for the job. Now, by the way, that there's some Republicans who say this is unacceptable. And my position is that if federal employees in general don't clock in for the job, we're probably better off as a country. So I'm not sure. Being a little facetious there, but I remember your independent worker saying, once the work is done, I need to get paid. Well, apparently, if you're a federal employee, you don't even have to do the work, and you still get paid. So they don't, his independent workers agency, I don't think, includes those people. But the main purpose of my commentary today was really to kind of just do a quick walk around the world. And this gets into where, we're not these days, Michael. My participation on your show is not particularly uplifting. But this is an article that was in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. The headline is China's property market has slid into severe depression. So for the French lady, we have now bypassed. For the French lady in the Biden administration, we've now bypassed the word recession in China, and we've moved to depression. And guess who says it? The people who run Country Garden, which is one of China's largest and actually one of its most top-rated developers financially. And I don't believe that this person would have said this if they hadn't gotten at least some clearance from the Communist Chinese Party, but across China, you have the value of real estate properties falling dramatically, and you have billions and billions of dollars of property that has not yet been completed, and that it's questionable where the financing will come from to complete them, and even then, when they're completed, who's going to buy them? And so China has a lot of problems that our national press doesn't cover very much. This one is one titled "Country Hailed as Quote First Renewable Energy Economy Is Now Collapsing into Power Poverty," and that's Germany as a country. You're now seeing rates in Germany increase by 1 in 200%. For energy, for heating and electricity in Germany. So it is having all kinds of problems that have not really become apparent to at least our own news media rarely reports on it. But it's there nonetheless. Then this headline, net zero emissions policy bankrupts Britain. That's from the Wall Street Journal of August 26th. And it talks about how in April, the price of energy went up 54%, and now it's going to go up another 80% in a single bound from being up 54%. It's now getting where the annual household bill. Now this is just for heating their own home. It's now going to be $4,200. And by the way, in Britain, the average income is about $35,000, and so. So that would translate into the U.S. for a family making $60,000. That would be an $8,000 heating bill just for their own place to live. And the point that I'm trying to make here is that you then have all these people on the left in our media claiming how great the Inflation Reduction Act and its impact with climate change and green energy and all these other things. But there are countries in this world that are well ahead of us on the green energy curve, and the results there are absolutely terrible. And by the way, all of them are now adding coal-fired plants and wood. They're actually burning wood, going into the forests and cutting trees in order to supply wood. So we're going back to more or less the Stone Age in Britain in Europe because of their green energy policies. And we're, you know, we're right on that same track, and we just seem to be oblivious to the direction that we're headed in.
Well, thank you for that commentary this morning, Crom.